Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 20th of June, 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 1100 Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world's treating itself. Jeb Bush just will not let Terri Schiavo alone even in death. The governor of Florida has ordered an investigation to explain the alleged gap noted in Terri's autopsy report between the time that she collapsed and the call husband Michael made to 911 to get her medical attention. The report claims it may have taken 70 minutes for him to call. He claims that he did it immediately and upon discovering her. If Jeb is this concerned about something that Michael Schiavo did one morning 15 years ago, perhaps he should ask his brother about GWB's entire pattern of behavior 30 to 35 years ago during GWB's National Guard duty, or what was supposed to be GWB's National Guard duty. Gold Star mothers in the war on Iraq are beginning to call for GWB to be impeached. One of them is Cindy Sheehan, who says that Bush is waging a needless and senseless war in which her son Casey was KIA in Baghdad in April of last year. She represented the group Gold Star Families for Peace at the Conyers hearing on Thursday. The website of that group is at www.gsfp.org. Once again, www.gsfp.org. Delaware Democratic Senator Joe Biden is running for president again. He said as much to CBS yesterday morning. It's been 20 years since he last tried it. Perhaps he feels it's long enough for folks to forget his ripping off a speech from former President Labor Party head Neil Kinnock without attribution, which was what largely derailed that campaign in 1988. MSNBC, second only to Fox News Channel in transmission of right-wing cable propaganda, held an online poll over the weekend. The question: do you believe President Bush misled the nation in order to go to war with Iraq? The vote total, 53,690 responses. No, 5%. Yes, 95%. Former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter has told Al Jazeera that GWB's war on Iran has already begun. In an op-ed piece appearing on Al Jazeera's website, Ritter spells out why that war has already gone well past the information gathering point. As of this morning, that op-ed piece was the first entry on a Google News search for the name Scott Ritter. And this is a bizarre one. Marika Irina Cornici, I believe that's how it's pronounced, a Romanian nun, was bound to a cross, gagged, and left alone in a cold room for 3 days at her convent as part of an exorcism. When they came back for her on Wednesday, she was dead. The Romanian Orthodox priest and four nuns who carried this out have been charged with her death. The priest told local newspapers that he doesn't understand the furor about Cornici's death, that under the circumstances it was justified. He might have 20 years in prison to figure it all out. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast stations airing this newscast, whatever support you possibly can. Okay? Appreciate it. A lot of obituaries since we last visited. Longtime Philadelphia disc jockey Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods over WDAS and WHAT in the 60s and 70s, has passed away from a heart attack at his Boynton Beach, Florida home at a far too young 78. In the 60s, he would frequently stop the music on his show to chat with listeners on the air about the civil rights movement. He was also one of the first disc jockeys outside of Detroit to play Motown stars like The Temptations and Stevie Wonder. Representative Jake J.J. Pickle, one of Lyndon Johnson's more successful protégés in Congress, died in his Austin, Texas home on Saturday, cancer at 91. He was elected to LBJ's old House seat in 63 and represented the Austin area in Congress for 31 years. Award-winning journalist Gene Miller died of cancer at his home on Friday. He was 76. In his 44 years at the Miami Herald, he won two Pulitzers for what he called in his self-written obituary, Malfunctions of Justice, Common Enough in Florida. He had reported on a couple of cases of wrongfully convicted men on Florida's death row and saved them from the clutches of Old Sparky. Two of the greatest voices in black gospel music are also silent. Aline White of the Wallace Davenport Singers at 91, and Ronald Winans of the quartet that served as that family dynasty's foundation at 48. And Sid Goldberg is dead. Not Don Imus's former sports announcer on MSNBC. This Sid Goldberg was the husband of Lucianne Goldberg, the right-wing literary agent who got Linda Tripp to record Monica Lewinsky's phone conversations about her sexual affair with President Clinton. Sid managed his wife's website company, which pumped out such histrionic right-wing pap, it inspired Air America talk show host Mike Malloy to develop the phrase, the flying monkey right. Heart failure, 74. And Rod Trongard has died. When longtime Minneapolis pro wrestling announcer Roger Kent jumped from the AWA to the WWF in the mid-80s, it was Trongard who AWA owner Vern Gagne tried to replace Kent with. It was one of the first elements of the dismantling of the regional territory system among those who wrestled, leading to Vince McMahon's WWE monopoly on that wing of entertainment today. Trongard died of cancer in Mankato, Minnesota, at the age of 72. And they took to the surf at Doheny State Beach near San Clemente, California last week to say goodbye to a surfing legend, Dale Velzy, who passed on from lung cancer last month. Velzy designed many of the classic surfboards in use over the last couple of generations or so. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, who's also Velzy's cousin, sang a great rendition of Desperado. Legendary surfing film director Bruce Brown spoke, and then dozens caught a wave in on boards of Velzy's design. Wish I could have watched that myself, in fact. The U.S. Department of Health put out a study last week showing that averaging usage of marijuana, the heaviest concentration of pot smokers are in Boston and Boulder, Colorado, that pot use in Los Angeles is relatively light compared to Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and that the least per capita usage of pot will be found in the very southernmost tip of Texas and northern Iowa. My daughter passed a comment that the Iowa finding was right, and yes, my Iowa was raised on that one, but I'm wondering how Willie Nelson managed to overlook McAllen. Oh, well. And finally, there's a news group on the Usenet, alt.binaries.sounds.radio.misc. That contains MP3s of a new satellite radio talk show hosted by Mojo Nixon. Yes, that Mojo Nixon. Between Mojo and Cynthia, those two have done a lot to rehabilitate the Nixon family surname after the damage done by Richard. Anyway, the talk show is being done for Sirius Satellite Radio and is brilliant. However, like Penn and Teller's show for the Showtime cable network, I'm not able to say exactly what the title of Mojo's show is on this newscast. Although it's a week old, I've received confirmation that this newscast is already heard on terrestrial stations in Illinois and Washington, and I'm not about to be the cause of those stations getting a nasty gram from the federal communications corruption over some company's policy. However, I will praise the show, and if you do subscribe to Sirius, I suggest that you do listen to Mojo's show and drop him an email and tell Mojo that I sent you. I will go so far as to say it's a two-word title, the first word being lying, and the second word being the plural of the compound word starting with C that George Carlin included in his original seven words you can't say on television. I will also go so far as to say that thanks to a ripoff orchestrated by the Sirius sales department last year, leading to my losing 7 months of a subscription term that I already paid for in full, I also consider Sirius management to be lying C-words. And the only taste of Mojo's show that I'll be able to get will be from the Usenet when somebody posts an air-checked MP3 of it. The email address for Mojo is mojonixon@sirius-radio.com. M-O-J-O-N-I-X-O-N at sirius-radio.com. And so go ahead and tell Mojo what I said about the Sirius sales office, too, while you're at it, but make sure that you tell him I told you to write. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor, all one word, at centurytel.net. And I'll see you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. See you tomorrow.